This is Wolf Watch on KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska, following the Wrangell High School Wolves and Lady Wolves throughout their 2013 to 2014 basketball season. Y'all ready for this?
Live coverage of the Wrangell Wolves basketball season is sponsored in part by the Alaskan Sourdough Lodge, a family-owned and operated business in Wrangell since 1984, offering rooms with a private bath, cable TV, internet, telephones, and courtesy van rides to and from the airport or ferry. Meals are provided for all room guests. For reservation information, the Alaskan Sourdough Lodge can be reached at 800-874-3613 or online at akgetaway.com.
Hello and welcome back to Wolf Watch. It is Friday, January 24th, 2014. Coming up this week on Wolf Watch, we'll hear from Coach Ray Stokes about his hopes and expectations for this upcoming game against Haynes. Stay tuned.
The broadcast of the Wrangell High School basketball season is made possible in part by the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department. If a fire breaks out in your home while you're asleep, how will you know? Smoke and heat build quickly, making every second count. A working smoke alarm can alert you to the danger and make the difference between life and death. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home and replace the battery every year. This message brought to you by the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department.
Talking about this game that's coming up this weekend, what are you guys doing to prepare for that?
Oh, we're just working on we've been working on an awful lot on shooting and just some basic fundamentals and trying to improve our shooting percentage has been a big focus on us, and a little patience and ball control. So that's kind of where we've been spending the majority of our time. We've been really kind of lacking in those areas in every game we've played. We just haven't been able to have high enough shooting percentage, I think, whether it's poor shot selection or whatever the case may be. I think we've been spending a lot of time trying to improve that. So, and I think it's coming around and things are looking better. We've had a good week of practice, and the boys are still upbeat, which is probably the hardest thing to keep. You know, I think when you have a year like this and things are, we're kind of struggling, I think one of the hardest things is just keep them together and keep their heads up, which I think we're doing a good job with. I think they're doing a good job right now, and we're looking forward to the weekend.
In terms of Haynes as a team, since you have played against them before in past years, what kinds of things do you think you need to watch out for?
They really like to play up-tempo and run. They'll take off as soon as the ball goes up and send, in basketball terms, we call it a cherry picker. They like to send people on down the court quick and get the ball down fast and see if they can get some easy baskets that way. So we got to make sure to get back on defense. Typically, they play a really kind of a strong, fundamental man-to-man defense, and so we've been working on those things, trying to prepare for them in those two ways especially.
How is your team's energy level doing in terms of being out on the court, being able to run and keep that endurance level up?
I think the boys are in pretty good shape. We're doing fine that way. We're a little bit sick right now. Some of us, I have a cold as well, but there's been a lot of stuff going around that way, but I think we're good. We're not hurting, I don't think, that way. We just, like I say, every game we've kind of struggled offensively, and that happened again this last weekend. You know, we play pretty good for a little while and then struggle the second half, and that's kind of been a a little bit of our trademark, and we're hoping to get that fixed here soon.
How do you practice with the boys to get them more offensively strong?
That's a hard task. Shooting is probably one of the hardest things to correct in a short time. So, like I said before, I think shot selection is one of them. Patience. And then we need to get more easy shots, I think, through fast breaks and try and get the ball down quickly. But that's kind of the focus of our practices in the last week or so, but you know, it's easy to say and hard to do. Basketball is a hard sport to accomplish. There's an awful lot of things that go into it, and particularly shooting. We can adjust defenses pretty fast, but to say make the ball go in is sometimes a little more difficult.
Fair enough. So your team has been struggling a little bit offensively. How are they defensively? Tell me a little bit about that.
I think we're good. You know, we've been holding teams in the 40s, which is really good. Typically, when we do that, in past years, we've had a lot of success. But so defensively has been, I think, really quite good. We've kind of known for our defense and kind of scrappiness, which my team has, I think, again. But maybe that can improve as well. Obviously, the better you can get that way allows you a little more latitude on offense to kind of get over some of the struggles you might have. So we've been working on that as well. But like I said, the kids have had, I think, in my opinion, a real good practice, especially the last couple nights. And we're really looking forward to these two games and getting on into the second half of our conference play.
All right, and I've got one last question for you. Uh-huh. I heard that last weekend you had something personal going on very well that also has to do with basketball. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, my father, he coached in Idaho for several years, and they had they dedicated the gym floor in his name, and they had a big ceremony about that, and I debated what to do and talked to my team about it, and they said, Coach, you got to go to that. And so I slipped down, and it was a fast trip and went to it, and I'm very glad I did. I think it was neat for me to see, and it kind of put things in perspective. It was really kind of neat and a great accomplishment for my dad, and to be able to witness that was kind of special.
Well, congratulations for that, and best of luck to your boys with Haynes this weekend.
Thank you very much, Shady.
Thank you. When we return to Wolf Watch, we'll hear the game rundown for this weekend against Haynes. Stay tuned.
Audison's True Value Hardware is a proud supporter of the Wrangell Wolves. At True Value, customers will find ultra-premium EasyCare interior paint that features a lifetime warranty, one-coat coverage, and scrubability. Audison's paint department features color samples, color cards, and True Value staff to help customers choose and mix paint. Audison's True Value. Start right. Start here.
We're going to take a look at the Haynes game schedule for this weekend. On Friday, that is today, they're having the varsity boys game at 6 o'clock. The varsity girls will play at 7:45. For tomorrow, Saturday, January 25th, the JV girls play at 2:30. The JV boys play at 4:15, the varsity girls play at 6 p.m., and the varsity boys at 7:45 p.m. Don't forget to go out and support the sophomore class as well. Concessions will serve haystacks, burgers, nachos, root beer floats, and desserts. Makes you hungry just reading about it. Thanks so much for tuning in to Wolf Watch this week. Don't forget to go down and support our Wolves and Lady Wolves in person at the gym whenever they play their home games. See you back here next week, same time, same place. Have a great weekend.
Wrangell Wolves basketball action on KSDK is sponsored in part by the Stikine Sportsman Association, supporting healthy youth activities in our community. The Stikine Sportsman Association says, Go Wolves!
This has been Wolf Watch on KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska, following the Wrangell High School Wolves and Lady Wolves throughout their 2013 to 2014 basketball season. See you next week, and see you at the games.
Y'all ready for this? ready for this.